Hello and welcome back to the Pisces Opinion Podcast. I'm your host Jackie.
And I'm your co-host Brittany.
Before we get into the topic, please drop your comments down below and let your girls know and subscribe if you haven't already.
Before we get into the topic, I want to thank our listeners for continuing to come back and listen and showing support. We now have a donate button on our Anchor site if you would like to donate to keep us going. Now let's get into what we've been doing. So Jackie, what's some updates about you?
I have been busy. I know I said from the last recording that we're back. We're going to start recording. I just shouldn't speak. I have had a whirlwind since, I think the last recording was April. April, I started house hunting. May, I closed on my house. June, school was out. July, vacation. Traveled a lot, enjoyed summertime, and here we are. We're back. How's everything with you, Brittany?
You know, getting back into working. Been off for a month. Then I'm back at work. Was traveling also, living my best life.
Yeah, we've been out in that Bahama heat.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful time, great experience. We traveled. I traveled with my family as well. I have had an amazing time. My life has changed tremendously because I closed on my house. It's a long dream that has come true. I'm highly blessed and thankful to be where I'm at. I'm just continuing to live life. Anything else with you, Brittany?
Yeah, Cairo's going to a new school. He started pre-K. I'm very excited about that. I brought all his school supplies off Walmart in a cape today. Uh-huh. And dropped it off. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just excited about that. I'm excited about his new adventure. See him growing up so fast. I feel like every time I talk about him, it's like I feel like time is flying by.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, same here. Adam's going into eighth grade this year. He's going to be graduating middle school, going into high school next year. I'm just like, I just had thoughts back to where when I dropped him off to school for the first time at age 3. And now I have a 13-year-old boy that's going to be 14 in a few months. And I'm like, where did time go? Where is life? It's just zooming on by. And I cannot believe it. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, he's a big boy now.
Yeah, he's a straight, full-fledged teenager. And I'm like, oh, my baby. I should have did it again so I can have another baby around.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Why?
I would not have another kid.
You don't miss that toddler phase because you're in toddler phase now.
Yeah, I would not have another kid. Cairo's good enough for me, really, honestly.
Yeah, just life has been life, and I've been keeping busy. I do miss this platform, and I do miss some of the people that I've connected with over the last few months. Just been living life and loving. I don't know much what else to say.
That's pretty much it for me for my update on my life. But also, let's also talk about this whole Alabama thing with the folded chairs and the boat.
What's going on with that?
You didn't see it. It's on all the social media platforms with the folded chairs and a boat. The three white guys attacked the security guard because he asked them to hit their boat because the other ship had to dock. And they would not move their boat, so they started attacking the guy. So then when the ship did board to where it needed to, all these people just rushed them.
Oh, I think I heard snippets of it. Yeah, the people, someone came to the security, yeah. Came to the guys. The security was fighting with them, right?
No, they was fighting with security.
Oh, they were fighting with security. Yeah, I heard a little snippet of it. I didn't follow the story much, but it's just crazy that people are just ready to attack at any moment. It's just sad.
It was a racial thing because then the guys, the three white men that had to go to the hospital because they had injuries, they didn't want to get served or medical treatment because predominantly all the nurses in there and doctors were black. So they refused treatment just because they were black. That's what it was.
And this is Alabama?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it was stemmed off of.
You would think 2023,
yep,
that we as people, yep, should do better, yep, when it comes to things like that. It's
sad. They're sick. They're sick.
What else has been going on in the world that you've noticed?
These men in these podcasts, like, I say the off-the-wall chart things. It, like, triggers me because, you're teaching these young men that they have to be the new women in this world. Uh-huh. They're teaching them that a woman is to cater to them, like, make them feel like they're the woman in a relationship. Like, a woman has to do X, Y, Z for them all the time. And that's not how life goes. Uh-huh. And the same thing for these women in their podcasts, too. They feel like a man is supposed to do everything for them, and they're not supposed to do anything at all. But in this economy, it doesn't work like that unless you're making, like, 100K or more.
No, but people today are not being considerate of being in a relationship and sharing. A relationship is about 50-50.
Yeah.
It's not just about one person in a relationship doing all for the couple, yeah. You know, the relationship. It has to be a divide and conquer to succeed in life. And men are looking for women to take care of them these days. They look for women to pay and do things and not stand up to the woman and be a good provider. You know?
Their main thing is that all these podcasts with these guys are, I think what Kevin can Samuel. A woman bring to the table for you?
Uh-huh.
Besides, they'd be like, oh, I don't care if she has an education. I don't care if she has a job. So you don't care that she's educated. You don't care that she has a good paying job. Mm-hmm. You want her to basically be a slave and quit her good paying job. Don't care about the education background that she has. You want somebody that you can manipulate, basically. That's mm-hmm. what you want. You want somebody where you can control them because you're making all the money. You're called all the shots. And you just want a mindless slave to do everything for you. And then these girls just think that these guys are just supposed to take care of them. Their money is their money. That's it. They have to pay all the bills. They have to cater to their lifestyle, mm-hmm. buy them all these Gucci bags, Chanel bags,
yeah.
fly them here, fly them there. And majority of the average person is only making 56 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's not realistic.
Yeah.
On one income,
mm-hmm.
and they're not being realistic, and I feel like they're teaching the younger generation, they're setting them up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to be single. That's why there's a lot of women that's in their 30s and 40s now, and men too, that are still single, not married, don't have kids, because everybody is out here like, you're supposed to do this for me. If you can't do this for me, then I don't want you. No, you're supposed to do this for me. If you can't do this for me, I don't want you. It's just like, men and women are like tit for tat right now, and it shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't feel that way?
Yeah. I see it on a lot of people just by watching a little social media. Like, y'all know, I'm not a big social media person, but I do tune in here and there. I try to check in. When I have time, I try to dedicate my time to other things other than social media, but sometimes I do indulge and try to connect and see what's really out here in the world. And I do see a lot of women explain why they can't keep a man or why men are not being stand-up guys, like you're saying. They want a woman to take care of them. Two, they want a woman to bring everything to the table. And that's what I keep saying. What are you bringing to the table for the relationship? It has to be 50-50. It has to be about sharing, caring, growing, putting the time in and the effort to actually have a relationship, yeah. You know? And people don't see that. Like, me and my husband have been doing it 20 years coming up, you know, in November. 20 years. It's not about what he can do for me or what I can do for him. It's about what we can do for each other. Because that's the only way it's going to work, by helping and growing with each other. It cannot just be someone taking care of everything. And a man should not look for a woman to take care of him. How is he going to provide for his family if his wife is down and out? Or how is the wife, if my husband goes sick right now? Me personally, I will work 3 jobs if I have to take care of my household, because that's what I dedicated myself to. That's what I committed to my vows. I'm following what God has set for me and my family, is to grow, conquer, set, fight for what's right. People need to change the mindset of what are you trying to get out of a relationship and think about building, growing together, loving each other, not trying to stab each other in the back, not trying to cheat on each other. People really need to make change because the generations to follow is going to be destroyed. A lot of things that people are saying on these podcasts and men are saying, this Kevin Samuels guy has set up a lot of men to think that everything has to be about high value. It's just a lot of wrong and miscommunication.
And half of these guys are not even high value men.
We have
high value men do not cheat on their partners.
It's a small percentage of wealthy men.
It's not even that. It is. He's talking about some high value men. You're not going to be the only woman in a high value man's life. No, you are a real high value man is not going to cheat on his wife or his girlfriend, or his fiance. A real high-value man is going to bring peace into your life, not destruction. So all that, now these guys be like, oh yeah, I'm a high-value man on a podcast. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're not a high-value man. You're not, because you do everything that I just said. You cheat. You lie. You don't provide. You don't protect. You don't make a woman feel safe. You make her feel like she has to provide, protect, and do everything by herself. And that's why Black women get this stigma of, oh, she has to be a strong Black woman, because y'all not doing it. Y'all not doing it.
Yeah.
You guys are not doing it. And that's why I feel like there's so many podcasts with these men talking about these women that are well-educated now. They're upset about it because they're starting to make more money than them. They're starting not to rely on them, because when you do rely on them, what do you get from it? You get disrespected. You get cheated on. You get lied to. Mm-hmm. For what?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really sad that men can't commit to a woman and stick with a woman.
Yeah.
It has to be always something that comes
something
along
else.
With it.
It always has to be something in the back of their minds. There's always somebody else.
And women do. Women too as well. Yeah. Women plays the fence and be out here cheating and doing stuff too. We have to be a force of change if we want to make progress and change as people. People really need to get out of the mindset that it's not all about you. I totally agree 100%, Brittany, with you.
It's just shameful out here. It's hard in these streets. If you're single, I feel bad for you, because it's definitely, the dating spectrum is really in the garbage right now. And a lot of people are saying that the picks that you have is slim to none. Because
nobody is committing. Everyone is in open relationships. Yep. Everyone is just out to multi-date with several people. No one is committing to a woman or a man anymore. It's just like, what I'm out here to get from somebody to be happy. And it's a shame that commitment is going down the drain. And you're not finding the new youth or the new generation behind us. Finding genuine love. It's very rare that you see relationships, or maybe I'm just not outside enough to see couples
really
come together.
You don't really see couples like that anymore. You don't really see people in
even social media couples that come to find out it's just all about a money scam and a money pit.
And then when they do break up, you find out, oh, they done been cheated on, disrespected behind the camera. That's why you should not look at these celebrities, these YouTubers, these Instagram influencers relationships, because when it all comes to an end, everything always comes out and it's always bad. Mm-hmm. Even the people that be on social media that are married, the women come out and they be like, yeah, my husband did X, Y, Z. Or the man comes out and says, yes, my wife did X, Y, Z, but we worked past it. And some of that stuff, I'd be like, oh, no. It's no working past that. Yeah. You gotta go.
Once you cheat, it's unfixable for me.
It's no working past that.
Yeah, it's unfixable to me. If you done did something like that, you know, you should not.
That's why I'm scared to get married.
Why?
Just the cheating? Just to think that, one day somebody could just call me and be like, oh yeah, I've been messing around with your husband for X, Y, and Z many months or years. I feel like I wouldn't have that situation good.
Well, I mean, like if
I will be behind bars.
If that ever happened to you, you know that he's not meant for you.
No, I just feel
cheating
like
is unforgivable for me.
It is for me too.
And I couldn't live with myself knowing that my husband was unfaithful to me.
Yeah.
It's a hurtful thing. You know, I would leave my husband, like, period. And if I was to ever do that to him, I would feel like if he leave me, I wouldn't be mad because I would do the same.
Yeah.
And I would always feel like in the back of my mind, I wasn't good enough for him to do that to me.
Yeah. That's all that's on my mind right now, Jackie. What do you have for your mind? What is something that you've been thinking of that you really want to get off your dome piece right now?
I have not been in tune into much, Brittany. I've been unpacking boxes, organizing, sorting. That has been my attention expand. I haven't been on social media. I go and check here and there to just, like, you know, see what family and friends are doing here and there. But my main focus has been getting my house in order, getting things organized and situated. That's just been my arena. I have been on Pinterest, you know, that type of arena. So I really don't have much input, just giving an update that I'm living, loving life, trying to stay healthy. And that's pretty much it.
Well, that's it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Pisces Opinion Podcast, where we keep things real all the time. That's it.